Donald Trump Jr. calls CBC pathetic for cutting his father out of Home Alone 2. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 26, 2019. Donald Trump Jr. called the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, CBC, absolutely pathetic for cutting his father's cameo scene from its broadcast of the film Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. Imagine being so triggered that you can even leave a Christmas movie alone without editing, he added. Absolutely pathetic, said Trump Jr. on Instagram. The liberal media like CBC is where Trump derangement syndrome manifests itself fully. He continued. Imagine being so pathetic in your quest to attain some BS level of wokeness that you need to cut out a scene that is probably one of the most famous cameos of the era? Imagine being so triggered that you can't even leave a Christmas movie alone without editing. This is what we are up against in 2020. This is the filter by which most people receive their news. This is why it's not a fair fight, but this is also why we will win. People see through this crap and are fed up of it. The media should go register as a lobbyist for the leftists. Their bias is so flagrant they don't even pretend to hide it anymore. They prove every day that they really are the enemy of the people. CBC had removed a 10-second cameo scene from the 1992 film Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, which shows Donald Trump giving Kevin McAllister, played by Macaulay Culkin, directions to the hotel lobby. Trump Jr. was not the only one to express his dismay over the deleted cameo appearance. Other users on social media sounded off, with some even calling for the state-funded broadcasting company to be defunded. CBC suggested that it deleted the cameo scene featuring President Trump in order to make time for commercials, telling comicbook.com, as is often the case with features adapted for television, Home Alone 2 was edited to allow for commercial time within the format. According to PJ Media, however, the first time someone on Twitter had mentioned they noticed Trump's cameo appearance was missing in CBC's version of Home Alone 2 was in December 2015, just 6 months after Donald Trump had formally announced that he was running for President of the United States. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.